90.9 KCBI Dallas Fort Worth. It's time for a news update. Here's Joy Johnson.
It's slowly making its way back to shelves. This coming up in KCBI News.
And checking that traffic for you, a road construction problem in Fort Worth, East Loop A20 southbound at Craig Street. Right two lanes are closed. The exit ramp to Craig Street is also closed. Traffic backing up to Bridge Street and John T. White. In Mesquite, you have a disabled vehicle. Well, it was there just a little while ago. They've cleared it out now. 635 southbound at La Prada. Traffic still backing up, though, to Jupiter Road. For Reliant Energy and KCBI, I'm Rob Ryan.
It's sunny, cool, and 66 degrees at 5:01. For those of you spring break road travelers, you'll be glad to know that gas prices are slowly dropping. Nationally, they've dropped 5 cents in the past week to $3.70. Now, prices in the state of Texas are a little bit cheaper at $3.55. However, if you stop at a station in Dallas, you may find that the average gallon at $3.59 is there, still the highest price in the state. Analysts say you will see the price continue to drop through Memorial Day. You can expect to see more construction around DFW International Airport this summer. The airport board has approved work on Southgate Plaza near the airport's rental car center. A contract was also approved for a proposed Hyatt Place Hotel. Construction on the Southgate Plaza is set to start in July. How much does the location of your child's school matter to you?
Some Tarrant County leaders say in the case of one Fort Worth school, it matters a lot. The Fort Worth ISD is set to vote today on the purchase of a county building that would be the home of the Young Women's Leadership Academy. Some leaders say the building is too close to the downtown transit station where many parolees are found. Fort Worth ISD Superintendent Walter Dansby has said previously the district will address security concerns. Chris Howell, KCBI News.
If you've been missing that all-time favorite snack, the Twinkie, you may find some in your supermarkets near you real soon. Irving-based Hostess says it has gone forward with plans to sell off Twinkies and some of its other snack cakes. The decision has been made to sell the company to two investment firms for over $410 million. A judge is expected to approve the purchase next week. Now for the weather tonight, clear skies and not as cold, still chilly, low of 43. Now it's sunny, cool, and 66 degrees at 5:03. I'm Joy Johnson with news on listener-supported 90.9 KCBI.